Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift, and we are live at the Publix on Memorial Road. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squidbilly. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for.
Publix.
Johnson. She is the First Lady of Atlanta Baseball and the Queen of Improv, Miss Allie Mack. And we have Gordon G. Money here with us on the ones and twos. And back home, Dylan is waving to no one in the studio creepily with his silver brand new Kia in the Kia studios back home. Good morning,
hey,
everyone.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Good morning.
I don't know. What's going on with you?
I don't know, man.
We have to go ahead and talk about it. Mike, you said something last week.
I know, dude.
And you spoke it into existence. We are literally sitting on a stage inside of Publix right now.
I just feel so guilty about that right now. I mean, I really do.
You should.
It was a joke. I was like, where do we go from here? What are we just going to be on stage next time? And here we are on a stage.
Yeah, well, last week, Jazz stopped by the Publix we were in, and they had built a stadium for us in Flowery Branch. And Mike made a joke on the air about, well, we need a stage next time.
Simple joke.
And Jazz was like, I'm on it. And lo and behold,
here we are.
Look at us today.
Here we are.
We have cornhole.
It's one of those things where I walked on the corner, I was like, no way, dude. No way.
Y'all forced y'all's way onto a stage just like y'all keep trying to force Rusty Manziel to bring y'all Bojangles.
There it is. You talk it into existence. That's what it is. It's not forcing anything, man.
We've been successful with one, though.
Well, we are so grateful to be out here at Publix today. Jessica has been taking great care of us. Jazz, if you are listening, we are having a wonderful time. Can't wait to see you out here in a little bit. I've already got a Celsius. Mike has got some Dunkin' coffee. He's got a Celsius as well.
It's good Celsius.
And
I'm gonna get that in a minute.
We've already had pastries. What did you guys try already?
I don't know. Something with hazelnut. I'm not – like, can we not do this today?
Yeah.
I knew you were going to go there. Like, as soon as the show started, I was like, she's going to make fun of the amount of food I'm devouring over here. But I don't regret it. It's delicious already.
Well,
Bo stole my M&M's, so I'm good.
No, they're mine. And I had a blueberry scone, maybe more than one.
How European of you.
Well, you know, Ali, I don't know if you know this, but
A world traveler.
I did travel to Germany this month.
If you do want to come see us, we are at 905 Memorial Drive. It's the Publix at Madison Yards. We're going to be here all morning. And Jessica did tell me that there is a lot of food coming our way. So I have a theory that calories don't count when you're working. So
Okay, yeah. Just
go ahead and try it. It doesn't matter. No shame, Mike. No shame.
Is that kind of like on the golf course that, you know, beers don't count? You're like, I'm playing. I'm exercising while I drink.
We're going to figure that out Monday.
We're going to be out here until 9 a.m. if you want to stop by on your way to work again. It's the Publix in Madison Yards. Here are the headlines. Since we last got to hang out, the Hawks did lose to the Spurs last night, 135-126. They'll be back in action tomorrow night in New Orleans to take on the Pelicans. For the second straight day, the Cincinnati Bengals listed Joe Burrow as a full participant in practice. Texans. Joe Mixon is not expected to return this season, unfortunately. And last night, the Texans beat the Bills at home 23-19. C.J. Stroud was out for concussion protocol, so Davis Mills was in. And Josh Allen, man, he had a rough night. 8 sacks.
I was going to say this about Davis Mills before you got to the Josh Allen part. I was watching this game last night, and I was going, why does this look so much easier for other teams?
Yeah.
Like, I was sitting there going, you know, obviously we hyper-focus on the Falcons for good reason and watching every single snap of them. And I'm watching Davis Mills operate this offense, and I'm going, wow, it just looks so simple. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Couple comeback routes, couple good throws across the middle. And I'm like, this guy's just operating this offense at a very high level. But then you also go back to the fact that he has actually been allowed to kind of marinate. And there he is right
Jazz
there.
Is here.
The man responsible for the stage. No, I was going to say he's been allowed to marinate a little bit. He's learned the system. He looked like a guy that was a veteran quarterback last night. And Josh Allen did not. Josh Allen has had some ups and downs this year. And we saw one of the downs here in Atlanta, thankfully. But, you know, he's a guy who is carrying a lot. Mm-hmm. He is carrying a lot when it comes to the Buffalo Bills. So, saw that play out once again last night. And, good for Houston. That's a game that was kind of a pinch point for that entire organization in a lot of different ways, and they came up with a big victory.
Well, the Falcons released their injury report yesterday as well. I didn't really see anything that was, like, too surprising on the did-not-participate list. It was Drake London, Josh Woods, Zach Harrison. I thought the notable, though, was that Divine Diablo back in full participation.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's going to be a huge ordeal moving forward, and hopefully we don't miss a beat. And I think that when you look at their ability to operate in space, and I do mean Tyler Shuck kind of running around a little bit if he can break contain, I just think this puts our defense to a place where you can hopefully begin to operate more as a whole, where you have not done that really since he left the rotation, 5 weeks ago or whatever it was. So I think that was the one name that I kind of came away with as well.
I came away with the two cornerbacks with Hughes and Alford. And that's not to downplay Diablo, but just to talk about someone different. The fact that if you have Alford and Hughes both back, you feel like you're more – I mean, you were essentially on your third outside corner last week with Brooks. I mean, I'm not – again, I think it's unfair to blame him for everything last week. We've given up 450 yards to Bryce Young, but – I believe like 180 of them were his. So, you know, a couple of, with a big touchdown, a missed tackle. Obviously, you know, the special teams play, but that's not changing. But to get Hughes and Alford both back and kind of have some depth where Brooks is not the first option or Keith Taylor's not the first option or even Kobe Bryant, who I didn't think played bad when he got in the few plays, that's huge for me that it looks like they'll be back in full. And this wide receiver core for – you know, New Orleans is Chris Olave and everybody else.
Some Jags.
And really, if you think about it, Alvin Kamara, who has had some moments this year but hasn't been quite the Alvin Kamara we're used to, but he's still got 31 catches. He's still a threat receiving out of the backfield.
Yeah, I was looking at Alvin Kamara's yards as well, and obviously they haven't played from in front a ton. He actually got close to 100 yards a week ago or 2 weeks ago, I'm sorry, before their bye week. When they were playing against Carolina and winning. And so I think that says a lot about his year. He also has not scored a touchdown since week one, which for us is probably good news. I know that Taysom Hill gets some of those carries, as do some of the other running backs in their stable. But I think when you look at it, you have to get a lead this week. And we'll break into that throughout the show today. But I think that's one of my biggest key points as we kind of, you know, piece this thing together and go play a New Orleans team that somehow we are underdogs to down in New Orleans, and it's unfortunate, but you have to get a lead at some point. You have to force them to have to make some throws through the air.
I know we're going to definitely dive into this later, but you look at this team, like Spencer Rattler, for what he wasn't, still was completing almost 70% of his passes, right?
Yeah.
So, and that's exactly what Tyler Shuck did 2 weeks ago against Carolina. The point I'm making is that they've done a good job of dinking and dunking and take what you give them. We have done a good job at shutting that down. What we've not done a good job at is explosives. We're giving up way too many explosives. We cannot allow them to have a few explosives and score off of these explosive plays, which basically keeps them alive.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And they haven't been great at explosives You know, when it comes to kind of putting those things up, they are averaging 2.1 plays of 20-plus yards. 2.1 plays of 20-plus yards per game, that's the fewest in the NFL. But I do think that it is a different look with Tyler Shuck, and I do think that they have some probably more ability. You know, we mentioned it yesterday that Brandon Cooks is no longer a part of the organization. They allowed him to step out into free agency and pursue other opportunities. They actually look a lot like we do offensively. I mean, it's kind of like try to get the run game going, but if it doesn't work, then you got to throw the ball. And, you know, it's basically wide receiver one with Chris Olave and then a bunch of other people. And then there's some opportunities elsewhere. But it's I got a couple of questions for you guys throughout the show today because I'm putting together pregame show topics and things like that, and I have genuine curiosity of how this thing is going to pan out over the next couple of days, and I think a lot of Falcons fans do as well.
Yeah, we are going to be analyzing this matchup on Sunday, and we're going to play some audio from Raheem Morris on what to expect from the Saints coming up next. But do you guys want an early fair or foul to think about throughout the show?
I think so. Okay.
So we are the positive morning show.
Vibes.
So we have positive vibes. So I want you to take that into this fair or foul and kind of look at the schedule ahead for the Falcons. Zoom out, big picture. Fair or foul, the Falcons will win 4 of the final 7 games. You got to take a look at the schedule. I'm going to put this up on Twitter as well. You can weigh in at 9 to 9 morning shift. That's where you can weigh in. Look, we're going positive. We're going positive vibes. So you got to think about that one.
You're telling me how to answer.
No, I'm not trying.
And I don't appreciate it because I don't know how to answer that question.
So go ahead. Think about it. 7:40 is when Mike and Bo will debate. But like I said, your voice can be heard right now on Twitter at 9 to 9 morning shift. We have to – I see samples coming out.
Oh, gosh.
I'm not sure exactly what it is. We're going to have to get some information on that. So we're going to dive into that. And coming up, we are going to dig into this preview of the weekend's Falcons game when they head to New Orleans next with the morning shift live from Publix at Madison Yards in Atlanta on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Or Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. We are live on Memorial Drive in Atlanta. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. I'm sorry, there's so much going on here at Publix that I was distracted. I'm like, oh, I'm supposed to talk now.
It's like a carnival around here.
I know. Hey. There's so much happening. We're going to talk about the Falcons in a second, but what is the beverage you are sipping on over
okay,
there, Mike?
I got to give Christina a shout-out. She's from Celsius. It is a fizz-free dragon fruit lime. Now, I accidentally called it dragonfly a minute ago. A fizz-free dragon fruit lime is absolutely delicious. So shout out to Christina for getting that hooked up. It's got me the vibes are high, you know, and I feel good right now. So
a Celsius will always cure. If you're a little bit sleepy, a Celsius will help you out.
I wasn't sure, and I asked her. I said, "What's the best flavor?" And she absolutely delivered. So this is I'm enjoying that. That's a really, really good Celsius flavor.
Well, and I'm trying right now the Boar's Head French Vanilla Hummus. So it's like a dessert hummus. These are legit if you have a sweet tooth, but you don't want, like, the insane calories.
Add that to the Thanksgiving list is what you're saying? You
yes.
know what I mean? If you don't
yes.
want to get the itis after dinner?
Yeah. But okay. They mixed it with graham crackers and strawberries. It's absolutely refreshing. Turn it into a breakfast treat. Bo, are you trying anything over there?
I tried what you just talked about.
Okay.
I just had the whole little... little cup. It was very good.
It's a cute little dish. Well, if you want to come out and try some samples with us today, we're at the Publix on Memorial Drive at Madison Yards. We're going to be out here until 9 a.m. indulging in everything. We would love to see you. You cannot miss us. Jazz is here. He literally built a stage for us to broadcast from today.
Also, the polar bear was just here.
That's true. The
Coca-Cola polar bear just walked in a minute ago. So, yeah, if you can't see us, I'm sure you can see you know, the 8-foot polar bear walking around.
Just follow the polar bear. You will find us. All right, this weekend, the Falcons will take on the Saints in New Orleans. Kickoff is at 4:25. Make sure to catch Mike and Bo here on the pregame. That kicks off at 2. I do want to play this audio from Raheem Morris. He was talking the other day to the media about what to expect from the Saints.
You know, obviously we don't like them, like you just said. I mean, that's there's no secret there. A bunch of people you respect.
Sure.
You know, obviously, just based on everything they've done, done a nice job with the new coaching staff. They've been able to go out there and really build things the right way and get guys going on. And, you know, the young quarterback is playing well or getting better, I should say, and that's a big process of it as well. The defense got some savvy vets on it that's been out there, and they've been coached by Brandon Staley, so we know that defense well, and some of the people over there coaching that defense got respect for those guys. They're going to come in and want to play. We're going to go there, and we got to play. And we don't like them, and it's no secret.
So that is from Dukes and Bell the other day when Raheem Morris did his exclusive interview with them. Bo, is there any rivalry bigger than this?
Not for us.
Yeah.
I think it's secretly and quietly one of the greatest NFL rivalries there is, and it's actually become a better rivalry. See, the thing is that when the divisions changed, a lot of teams changed kind of rivals, and we used to play in that division with the Rams and the 49ers and the Saints. And the Saints is the one we kept, and they kept us. And then, you know, I don't make light of it because it was a horrific thing, but when Katrina happened, a lot of people from New Orleans were taken in by people in Atlanta. And if you're in New Orleans, you're not anything but a Saints fan. And so it kind of grew the rivalry a little bit just because of the interactions with the people in the city. And it's been, I mean, ever since I've been covering the team, it has been so strong. And when you go down there, you know, when we were traveling commercially for the year after COVID, we would fly commercial, right? Because of COVID restrictions, still the team was really restricted on the team flight. And our hotel was walking distance. And you're not getting an Uber out of the Superdome after the game. And Arch and I walked down the street with all of our Falcons gear. We won the game, by the way.
Dang.
But walking down the street, and I was like, yeah, you think we're going to run into any problems
yeah.
with drunk Saint fans? Because
yeah.
it's great, and there's a lot of respect, too. It's not like going to Philadelphia where they throw things at you leaving the game, and it's kind of a crap show, and there's a lot of hostility. There's
Why'd you
a
cough,
respect.
Bo?
Well,
Why'd you clear your throat?
Because you
have a guilty conscience, Dylan. I don't think he's talking about you.
I mean – Yeah, Dylan, I mean, I could have been talking about anybody. I was really talking about Simone. I know she listens a lot. I know she's a P1.
There you go.
But the reality, Simone is Dylan's girlfriend, by the way. But the reality is, it's very respectful in a lot of ways, but it's heated. And it's a 325 local for them, but 425. I use this term because it's true. They're going to be all lubed up. They're going to be down there, gassed up, ready to go. And when I mean gas, I mean it is booze central down there. And throw the records out. It is huge rivalry. Also, real quick, Mike, I was listening to Raheem talk, and he said, there's a lot of people we know over there, but we don't like them right now.
Yeah.
Jahari Evans is one of their O-line coaches.
Dude, Jahari Evans was an absolute
beast. Isn't that crazy, though?
He was an absolute beast.
But it feels like he was just playing.
I know. And you know what's crazy? I was looking down their list. You know Scott Linehan is one of their offensive assistants.
Yeah.
That's a heck of a name to have in your corner as a quote-unquote offensive assistant, the guy that was the head coach for the Rams.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty crazy.
Well,
so,
Chase Haslett, which is Haslett, one of Haslett's kids.
Jim's son.
Scott Tolzien is the quarterback's coach.
Yeah.
Like, they've got names all over the staff that Kellen Moore has brought in. And, look, none of that makes you good coaches. I mean, just because you played at a high level doesn't mean you're a good coach. It doesn't mean you're not, though. It's just funny the names that you see over there now.
It is interesting, too, because you brought up Mike Kafka the other day, and we've talked about Kelly show, and Scott Tolzien is the same way. He was the quarterback for Wisconsin when I was in college, and they're all those guys are kind of the same age and the same mold quarterback when you talk about guys that have come on to be good coaches. It is interesting, too, and I see this rivalry a little bit different. I got drafted into Falcon fandom. I've talked about this before a little bit. I didn't really necessarily grow up a huge NFL fan, but being from Florida, there's kind of a crossing of fandoms down there, right? When I was at Alabama, it's crazy. It's like half Alabama fans are Falcons fans and half of them are Saints fans. Mm. And then the year after I left, my first year in Atlanta, you had a draft where Julio Jones gets drafted to the Falcons, but do you know who got drafted to the Saints?
Was that Mike Evans here?
It was Mark Ingram.
Mark Ingram.
Mark Ingram, who got drafted to the New Orleans Saints that same season that Julio got drafted here. And they were both first-rounders, and there was just Bama fans just completely split on how to feel about the entire situation. So,
oh, yeah, Ingram was a sophomore when he won the Heisman, right?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Yep. Both of them left after their junior year, and they're still good friends to this day, which was interesting. So
Mark does a good job on Fox.
No, Mark's good.
He grew on me a little bit, but I really like him on that show.
He's got really good energy, and he's allowed to say things as a Bama guy that probably other people are not, like Greg McElroy, cough, cough.
Yeah.
Where somebody said, can you believe they're ranked behind Notre Dame? And he was like, after the way they played against Oklahoma, they're lucky to be ranked at all. I was like, God, dog. But anyways, man, back to the Saints thing. I think that this becomes – a fun matchup for a lot of different reasons. It just stinks, and I said this yesterday, it stinks that I feel like they have pretty much proclaimed the rebuild, and we did not, and said we're going for the playoffs, and we feel like we're in the same scenario, and we're actually not favored in this game.
Yeah, and that was years ago when we didn't do it. But they still – I will say this. They still have not cut bait with some of the cap hits they have. Like, they are still doing what they can to get under the cap. And so that's still interesting to me that they haven't hit the straight reset button on that.
Yeah.
I have a question as far as the player perspective on this rivalry, Mike. I mean, because fans, obviously, it is heated. As far as, like, the locker room, is it as big in the locker room for the Falcons as it is for the fans?
You know, that's a tough question. I think that there are certain players that are long tenured here in New Orleans. And I think I bring up Matt Ryan and Cam Jordan all the time. They have that playful kind of thing. Cam Jordan does his podcast, even though he still plays. And I think he gifted Matt Ryan a painting the other day of sacking Matt Ryan. And I think for long-tenured players, yes, I think that they have that feel. But I say this all the time. If you're not one of the top five guys on a roster in an NFL rivalry, it probably doesn't mean as much.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't tell you the amount of players that have been cut from there and signed here. Or cut from here and sign there. It happened with Curtis Lofton when I was playing. Like, it was kind of a big deal. So that's just how it happens in NFL circles. And unfortunately, it's getting to be more and more like that college because you have so many people that transfer now. It used to be when you signed onto a college program, it was like, dude, I bleed these colors.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's kind of becoming more NFL-like. But, yeah, I mean, obviously you have those feelings. It's more about how the fans react towards you in those situations. Like, when you travel down to New Orleans – and Saints fans see you, the words are not very kind. And so that kind of builds up a little bit of, you know, of your sentiment towards that fan base. But no, I don't think it's quite as big for the players in the NFL as it is for the fans.
Well, Justin Reed's already playing into it. He made comments about 28-3, which I – whatever, dude. I tell you one guy that – well, on their side, you mentioned Cam. DeMario Davis seems to know when he plays us every year, and so does Pete Werner. And Taysom Hill definitely knows because that guy has career days against us every – yeah, dude, I did some research on him. His numbers are wild. Like, you look at it and – and his and against us alone, he's got almost 500 yards rushing with 6 touchdowns. He's got a receiving touchdown. Oh, and by the way,
ding,
as a quarterback, he's got over 700 yards passing and 4 touchdown passes as a quarterback. So his numbers against us are they're nauseating,
yeah,
and infuriating. Find a word and throw it in there. But a guy that doesn't, Allie. Two guys that don't forget about this rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
David Onyemata, who came from there. But Caden Ellis is the one for me because I'm not saying they said this, but basically they told Caden he wasn't a starter there. And I think it's worked out for him pretty well here so far.
Yeah. And those guys, that goes to exactly what I'm talking about. You don't know when you'll be signed and when you'll go certain places. And there's names like that up and down the list, you know, between these two teams over the years. But yeah, those are two pretty prime examples.
Well, we're going to continue to preview this Falcons-Saints matchup. We have Dave Archer joining us at 8:20 as well to talk about it. But tomorrow, from noon to 2, you can join me at Kia Mall of Georgia as we get ready for Sunday's game. One lucky fan is going to win the ultimate tailgate kit. That's a 50-inch 4K smart TV with a stand, Yeti cooler, and another winner will take home tickets to an upcoming Falcons game.
I got a question.
Yes.
I was just asked, are polar bears eligible to win that?
Polar bears, absolutely. Absolutely
okay.
Can win the ultimate tailgate kit or the Falcons tickets. The seats might be a little bit small, though.
I want to be in that polar bear suit. You can't help but smile at a polar bear.
Dude, you can't fit in that polar bear suit.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
That's how I used to be a mascot in fifth grade. I was a school's mascot.
That is not surprising
at all.
You were also Phil the Bucket, weren't you?
And I was going to say, aren't they looking for a new Freeze?
And one to race.
I think they are.
I could beat the Freeze.
Dylan to beat the Freeze.
There is no Freeze.
We'll see. Yeah, right now there's no current Freeze. You could go try out.
He's coaching at McEachern High School. I don't know if y'all saw that. It's pretty crazy. He is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's
That's amazing.
I know. It's pretty awesome.
They call him
Coach Freeze.
Oh.
I know. It's so good.
Well, you know what? Be careful. That might end up in a hospital bed on the cell phone calling place.
Well, coming up, Lane literally just tweeted out his latest cryptic tweet that is going to get everyone talking. We'll also preview some college football matchups for this weekend, and we got my Mac drop. It's a game. Surprise, surprise. Today's game is play or nay. That's next with the morning shift live from Publix at Madison Yards on Memorial Drive in Atlanta on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yes, we are the Morning Shift, and we are live from Publix on Memorial Drive in Atlanta on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Gordon's out here with us, and Dylan is back at the station keeping us on track. Should we talk about the accident that just happened?
Let's do it.
Was trying to come up with a joke about there being ice on the floor from the polar bear, but I couldn't come up with anything.
I thought I heard a crash back like in the background, and I was like, what was that?
I think it was the polar bear's belly.
Well,
The polar bear is just too strong is what happened.
Yeah, we had a listener, Jeffrey, stop by, big listener, and we're talking to him. And, look, I got to give the polar bear a little bit of credit. He's just extending the right hand of fellowship and sliding over the Coke barrel and, you know, showing off the sparkle Sprites and the vanilla Coke Zeros
Sour
and stuff.
Sour Powerade, yeah.
And then he was taking it back to its home, and it just might have tipped over. I'm not sure if it was the polar bear's fault or not, but it did happen. Might have hit his foot, you know?
I was going to say that's like a size 25 foot and also a waist size of, I'm going to guess, like 86.
I got to say, the shoes might be the only thing that you could fit in that suit.
But everybody ran to help because the Publix staffers here are in what? What's going on?
Some a rival soda company just walked by laughing. I'm not even joking.
No.
A rival soda company just laughed.
Hey, do we need to have like a throwdown? Like what's that musical where they
the Jets and the Sharks?
Yeah, where they start snapping.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Well, all the staff came out really fast to help Mr. Polar Bear here, the Coca-Cola Polar Bear, pick up like 24 Coke products. So everything is clean now. We are safe. Please come see us. We are at the Publix at Madison Yards on Memorial Drive. So, guys, I just got to point out, I saw Lane Kiffin just tweeted out a picture of a book. He does this every single day, but the first line is, how do you figure out what you really want? You imagine a life that would be too good to be true. And then you take note of the elements and themes, blah, 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 blah. It goes on. It sounds like Lane's doing a little reflecting.
This sounds like, do y'all ever get the dating advice back when you were single that you need to be the person you want to be with, wants to be with?
Yes.
Like, that's what that sounds like.
Yes.
Imagine a life too good to be true. You said he does this every day.
Yeah.
How long has that been going on, though? Mm. Like, is this more than 2 weeks?
I don't want to answer for Allie. I did not notice it until like 4 days ago.
Right.
Exactly.
And
he does it every day, meaning since he has been trying to decide what school he's going to coach at next year, he does it every day.
Yeah, it's trolling at its finest. And I've encountered a troll or two in my life on social media, so
no.
I would know. It's honest. And I have to give him kudos. It sounds like, to be serious about the situation for a minute, it sounds like it might be heating up a little bit at LSU. But here's the problem right now. I don't know what to believe and what not to believe anymore with the reports because there's just constant misinformation being thrown out there. And I'm sitting here, I'm going, what do you think the misinformation on Twitter by some rando is really doing? Like, or by people maybe a little lesser in the know? Like, you're not changing the AD or the booster at the other university that's you're competing with. It just seems like just for all and fun, but it does seem like it's heating up between the two, and it's going to be a weird thing to see a coach at a Power 5 school in contention for a playoff spot possibly leave. I also noticed that one Atlanta-based national writer decided to take my storyline about the fact, or my thought process that Ole Miss could cost him a playoff spot if Lane's not the coach there.
Yeah.
Maybe give credit next time, Woken.
I don't think there's any doubt. I will say this as well about the tweets. there has been a couple of Ole Miss players who have had some interesting retweets of late. I don't know if you guys saw that. Lacey, the running back, retweeted something about, you know, the fact that Lane Kiffin was kind of taking eyes off of the team and putting things in jeopardy. There was not a tweet, a retweet. You know what I mean? Almost like a cosign of like, yeah, maybe that is the truth. So, I don't know. I hate it from that aspect. I've said it since the beginning. I hate all this for the players. But, again, it's way different than it was 10 years ago. So, I'll kind of let that marinate.
I know Allie wants to get to the games. And Dubs, make this real quick because it's for you, Mike. Does it devalue that whole talking point that that some of the self-righteous writers and people want to throw – and analysts want to throw out?
Analysts?
About, oh, you know, you're how you're treating the kids with the kids now doing the exact same thing. I think it devalues that. I that argument 10 years ago held with me a little bit stronger. These days I'm just sitting here thinking, you know what? No, because everyone's treating like a business.
I think a little bit, but I think you're painting with a broad brushstroke because I think there are still people at Ole Miss that love Ole Miss and that are from Mississippi, and that was their dream all along. And for Lane Kiffin to kind of toy around with that when a lot of these guys, when that program's reaching the pinnacle of what it's the best it's ever been, and there's still people that love that program, there's still players in that locker room that do believe in team and brotherhood bonding and locker room and the relationships. Not everybody is just out to tell their agent to find a better contract. You know what I mean? I would say that I would argue that that's probably only 10-20% of the locker room in some of these instances. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's something to it, and I feel a little bit less passionate about it, but I still hate it for some of these kids that are 19 and move across the country or whatever it is to have this, you know, this whole situation pop up.
I'm a little ashamed at how fast I was able to figure out when Lane started these tweets. It was October 6th. So is that when?
So 6 weeks ago.
Let's see. I believe.
Is that when the carousel started turning?
Yeah, sure. Franklin was fired around then, I believe.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, this weekend got a lot of great matchups. Georgia Tech is hosting Pitt this weekend.
Yeah, that is a – I don't want to speak too much here. Like, that feels like it's the biggest Georgia Tech game in two decades. Maybe it's not, and I know they've played an ACC title game with the one season they had a little while back, but that game to secure your spot in Charlotte for the ACC title game and a possible college football playoff berth, considering where that program's been, that is the most massive situation I can think about on Saturday night.
I covered them in 2009. I covered the home games, and I believe that was the year they won the ACC title. I could be off. I think that was it with Nesbitt under Paul. What feels so big about this is Brent Key seems to be there to stay. That's the way I see it. I believe that. I believe Brent when he says those things. And it's just like this is the vision Brent's had since he took over as the interim, and then they went through the stuff with getting it. And it just feels like this is a culmination and a kind of an arrival and saying, look, we're not going to be – I don't think Georgia Tech's ever going to be Georgia. I think that's fair to say, and I don't think it's wrong to say. But to say that they can't compete – as being a top five ACC team every year, is not unfair. And to me, this kind of will put you – this is a game you got to win. You get the ACC title game, it really sets the program up well to kind of move forward and be a winner.
Agree.
A lot of good games this weekend. Are you guys ready to play? Play or nay?
Okay. Let's do it.
So basically, I have found some obscure sports, and you get to tell me whether what I give you is actually a play or nay. It is not a play. It's fake
and
made up.
So you're saying that you're going to lie at some point about whether something is an actual sport or not?
No. Well, the plays within them.
Okay.
Yes. So you've probably heard of all these sports. I'm going to have to move my computer because we are very closely linked in here. All right. Yes. Don't look at anything I have on my screen.
Bo's a cheater, though. So
I almost fell off the stage. I tried to move my chair over, and I almost
hit
a polar bear.
See the Miss Universe girl? Oh, that's another conversation for another day.
Okay.
She had to go to the hospital.
Oh, no.
Dude, I almost went. It was almost knocked Tostitos over.
All right, so we're going to talk about curling. You guys are aware of curling. Are you very familiar with it, though?
No, but you know who would win this game? I can already tell you it was Abe Gordon.
I was thinking that when I came up with this game last night. All right, the hack weight. Is this a real play or nay?
What, you can say it one more time?
The hack weight.
Hack weight.
Yes.
I'm going to say I'm going to say it is. So what's the right answer? Play?
Well, I'm going to say nay.
Okay.
All right. It is a play. So, Mike, you are correct. It is a type of shot with controlled speed. What about a stone sniffer? Still within curling.
I'm going to say play.
I'm going to say nay.
It is nay.
Oh. There is really good. Good for you for coming up with
there
that.
There is something like that, I think, but not a sniffer.
The only reason I said play is because I was like, Allie wouldn't just throw out stone sniffer. Like, who comes up with
have
that?
Have you listened to her this week?
Yeah,
she's been a little bit diabolical. I absolutely agree that she could come up with that.
Yeah,
all right, let's move on to Aussie rules for football, okay? So moving down under, the specky. Is the specky a play or nay?
I'm going to say it's a play.
Yeah, I'm going to say play as well.
It is a play. It is a spectacular aerial catch.
I was going to say the only reason I'm going to say play is because that's a nickname of a bigger word, and you wouldn't just come up with that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just going to diagnose it from that angle. That's a nickname. You're not just going to come up with a nickname.
How about the drop punt?
Play.
I know that this is a play, but I'm wondering if that's the right word for it. I'm going to say play.
It's a play.
Let's go.
Okay, how about the dingo cutback?
No, that's a nay. That's a nay.
I'm going to say nay as well.
It's nay.
Yeah, okay.
Just had to
dingo
say
ate your baby.
Exactly. All right, moving on to cricket. Okay. Is this a play or nay? A googly.
You go first, Bo.
That's a nay.
I'm going to say nay.
It's real.
No.
It's real.
A googly?
I thought that was something from that Google movie with Vince Vaughn.
No, man. Okay.
How about a dill scoop?
That's a play.
That's a play.
That is a play. That's a rare batting shot. Okay, we're moving on to a competitive lumberjacking competition.
All right.
Okay, so competitive lumberjacking. Okay. A hot saw.
I'm going to go play.
I'm going to go play as well.
That is a play. It's a chainsaw event. How about the timber twirl?
Play.
Yeah, I'm going to go nay.
That's nay.
Oh. Nay.
There's nothing in a lumberjack competition called a twirl.
I thought when you cut it down and it spins off the base, that's what I was thinking.
Just a couple more. I have kabaddi. Kabaddi is a contact team sport played between two teams of seven in India.
Okay.
The can't.
Say that again?
The can't. Like, I can't do something. The can't.
I'm going to say nay because I don't think that's like – aren't they Buddhists in India? No, they're not. There's something else. Nay.
Mike, what do you say? Play or nay?
I don't know how to answer Hindu after that. I don't know where he's going with this.
Well, I was going to say it. That something negative would never be that wouldn't be in a sport.
I'm going to say that. What did you say?
I said nay.
I'm going to say play.
It is a play.
Let's go. I had to zig when he zagged at some point.
Continuous chant while raiding. Maybe we can get into some more of these because we are out of time on these, but congratulations.
I was
going
to say, do we need to tease one? Do we need to bring it back?
Let's see. Okay, this is a bonus round. Just tell me if this is a real sport or not.
On the other side of the break.
On
right?
the other
so
side of the break.
Shout it
okay?
out.
Method air. And do not Google this.
Okay.
I will be watching you during the break. We'll handle that, and we're also going to dive back in to the Falcons-Saints matchup with the morning shift. We are live from Publix on Memorial Drive in Atlanta. It's the Madison Yards location if you want to stop on by on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.